I was a kid in Georgia, first grade until seventh grade. We moved there from the North Carolina Appalachians, and we'd moved to North Carolina from the pine forests of central Mississippi. Y'all can still hear some of my southern drawl even 55 years since I moved back into the North. But when I moved to Georgia, what they heard was Yankee. And what I heard from them was nearly an incomprehensible foreign language. I took a mandatory year of Georgia history in sixth grade. Mrs. Crabtree taught it, and Mrs. Crabtree thought 90% of Georgia history was a Civil War. We didn't study much U.S. history. Probably to my school, it was more like world history. Mrs. Crabtree was pretty adamant that the wrong side won the war between the states, the Yankee invaders. Me, I was definitely on the wrong side. Story of my sorry life. You folks who haven't lived a while south of the Mason-Dixon line, you maybe think the North won that war. What you don't understand is that the Confederacy never really surrendered. Oh, sure, General Lee surrendered to General Grant at Appomattox in 1865, but most of the South didn't sign those documents. They still haven't. You maybe think slavery ended with the Emancipation Proclamation, but like I said, you haven't lived down there. The KKK still runs rural towns. Blacks weren't slaves, they're sharecroppers. Voting rights are systematically undermined by Jim Crow and now voter suppression laws. South still flies the Confederate flag. The South still reveres Lee and Stonewall Jackson and the rebel generals who fought to save their culture. 150 years later, we're tackling that thorny issue of whether we should be celebrating the folks who fought to preserve slavery. 150 years later, we're fighting the same war Lincoln did. Most of this country thinks the statue should say put. Sort of like Grant letting the rebels take their horse and their guns and their white privilege home. You know, in the spirit of Yankee generosity. Me, as a former Yankee in Jefferson Davis's court, I say it's time to declare victory once and for all. Take the statues down, remove the Confederate flag, and give blacks equal rights. If this seems harsh, if this seems like we're disrespecting cracker culture, get over it. We let this go for a century and a half. And Mrs. Crabtree, if you're still alive, I got some news for you. The right side won.